Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got a guest in the studio at the moment I'm going to introduce, and then between 1 and 2, of course, our legal hour, we've got two of their hotshots from Hutchinson Legal coming in. They'll be taking any of your questions, and also we sent them away with some questions last time, and we've got a few more questions to send them away with this time. So we'll have those. And then between 2 and 3, I've got Jan Burney coming in, and she, I know she was the president of the Rotary Club of Yarra Junction last year. I'm not sure who's the president this year, but she's going to come in and tell us what Rotary in the Yarra Valley did last year. I know they did quite a lot of things, and I know they were part of the Wandon car shows, which I think are coming up again in November. So won't be all that far away. But anyway, it's a great pleasure to introduce a lady that hasn't never been here with me before, and she's from the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre, Lisa. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Al.
Lisa, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre. How long's it been there, and who set it up, and why is it set up?
Thank you. We're 40 years old next year, so we were first established in 1985. And, you know, a very simple story that I often like to use is it was a lot of wonderful local ladies just saw a need to be offering really health and wellbeing classes to the community that they couldn't find, you know, this far out. And they got together and put on a few classes and then got a bit of a following going and then found building space, and so on the story goes. So it grew from there, which is a lovely story, and a lot of those women, you know, many have passed away, but many are still with us and have, through the years, you know, formed the committee and so on, and here we are.
Well, one thing that you can't do anything better than when a need grows out of the community and the community themselves fulfil that need, is it?
Yeah.
It's better than any council, government or anybody trying to tell you what you need. It's exact. Obviously, they saw the need and the community came forward.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is terrific. Mm. So, first of all, I've got to ask you, why did you get involved with the Living and Learning Centre?
Well, I slowly and gradually by, you know, when I first moved out to the area, I haven't lived here all my life, and I was looking for some ways to connect to the community, and I was doing other things, but I was looking for, you know, classes and offerings, and, you know, I found the centre and just offering some wonderful, you know, things that suited me, along with workshops and so on. And that's how I got to know it. And then from there.
So you actually took part in some of the classes yourself?
Yeah, in my very, you know, many, many years ago when I moved out here, I did. That's how I got involved. And then in some of those classes were people running the community centre and on the committee. And over the years, they encouraged me to come on the committee. Which I did so, it was probably, you know, over 10 years ago. And from there, you know, many years on the committee, then to this role, which is, you know, now really coordinating, running it with Julie, who's back at the shop today. Thanks, Julie. And it's a great thing. It's just a wonderful place.
Terrific. Yeah. Now, I guess like all these living and learning centres, it's open school holiday, not school holidays, it's school terms, isn't it, that they run?
Generally, we operate, all year round as a centre, and normally close down like many do at the Christmas period. However, you're right, most of the regular health and wellbeing classes run term by term. You know, workshops and information sessions, they can be at any time, so they might not, they can be on holidays, and we do offer holiday programs. And some of the classes do run over holidays.
Oh, do they?
Yep. There's just a need and people wanting to continue. At our age, you know, school holidays, sometimes it doesn't...
Doesn't matter a lot, does it?
No.
All right, Lisa, we've got to take a quick break, yep, and then we'll come back and we'll start to talk a bit more about the programs. Now, if during this next three quarters of an hour or so that you find something you'd like to find out more at around about 5 to 1, Lisa will give you a whole lot of contact details. So have your pencil and paper ready, and Lisa will tell you how you can find out a whole lot more. That was Jimmy Barnes, probably one of his quieter songs, to be honest. I think he always screams. First of all, Lisa, whereabouts is the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre? Where's it based?
Okay, so our centre office is on Anzac Avenue in Yarra Glen.
Yep.
So it's in that precinct when you go along there and you see, the Memorial Hall where the RSL is, and you get the men's shed, the tennis courts, the preschool, and we're in there. Yep.
So how many days a week does it normally operate?
Yep, so we're open 4 days a week from Tuesday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Terrific.
Yep.
Now, we want to tell the people a little about some of the sort of programs that you're running. I see one here, you've got one for older men.
Yeah.
So is that just a discussion group or what's that?
Oh, it's a formal community group. Yep. So that's quite an established group who meet every month. And they're meeting next Monday, Ellen, if you want to come along. And you can see the description on there in general.
The people can't.
But they've been going for many years, there's no formality. They really come together to talk and share as men. It is men only, so sorry, ladies, you have to miss out on that one.
Because one of the problems is that with some men, and I don't say all men, some men when they retire, well, they're used to having to get up early, go to work, coming home, and all of a sudden they tend to hang around home and give mum a bit of a hard time. She gets sick of them. So this is a good way to chuff them out and also to be connected with other men in the area.
Yeah, and it's a really – it's a talking – it's a talking session, you know. Yeah. They're quite active, talking and supporting each other and helping each other with issues maybe, you know, they can't, you know, discuss, you know, with other people. So it's quite serious and supportive for all sorts of reasons, yeah.
Now, having said that, we can't discriminate. You've also got something there for the ladies, probably a few which we'll talk about, but you certainly got the Country Women's Association meet there as well.
Yeah. So, yes, we've had the CWA ladies who are wonderful. They now share their meetings with us. They have done now for the last couple of years, which is they're a wonderful group, do so many wonderful things in the community. So they come every, they alternate their meetings between here in Healesville and us in Yarra Glen, and a very mixed local group, yeah.
Also, one of the things that we need as we get older, particularly as people are sometimes, well, not so much housebound, but spend a lot of time inside, I see you've got technical support for computers as well. So what happens there?
So a couple of things there that you can see, but one is that we, our centre, through a partnership with the council, runs the reading room in Yarra Glen, so I'll give that a little bit of a plug.
And that's a bit of a library too,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's a library, so terminology here, but it is a library, and it's through the Your Library Services, and that's on the corner of Bell Street, which is, you know, Melba Highway and Anzac Avenue, and that reading room, so I'll give that a plug, because that is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And it is a formal library through the system, and it's a great place, you know, if you're a book person. But we also, with that, provide every month, we have a lady comes over from the Your Library and offers technical support. So that's once a month, the first Tuesday of every month. You've got to book that in with us, and she'll help you support you on, you know, on devices or anything you need help with.
And that's also with the iPads and the iPhones and all that, isn't it?
Yep.
Because one of the things that, particularly as people get older, they still want to keep in contact with the grandkids, and very often they're interstate or, you know, they're down the other side of Melbourne and that, but one of the ways that they can stay connected is through the iPad and the iPhone. But a lot of the older people get a bit frightened of that technology too, don't they?
Absolutely. So that's right. And some people haven't got started on it. So I noticed there's been some members lately just picking it up. And, you know, that this is where you can get supported. And in addition to that, the centre does, through Bob, who's also a great team member of the reading room, does support workshops every term with computers. Now, we are sort of going to rejig that a bit. We've sort of been doing this for a long time now, so we want to capture maybe, you know, maybe some newer, fresher things. So watch this space for that term by term.
So if you've been given or bought an iPad or an iPhone, you don't know how to access it, what you can do, you find out a bit more from the Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre, and you bring it along, and Bob's going to show you how to do it.
Yeah, and it doesn't, and that's why we have to change. We're changing the name. It doesn't have to be an iPad or a phone. Right. It can be Android. It can be you know, other devices. So yeah.
All right, one more before I have to take another break, but something that's always close to my heart, and anybody who's seen me knows I should lose a bit of weight, but you've got cooking workshops, for the, and that's for ladies in the kitchen.
Well, yes, but we've got a men's one too.
Men
in the kitchen.
Yep.
And that's been amazing too, because that's, I don't think the men do a lot of, sadly, they don't go home and probably cook for their wives, but that's been a great connecting group for men as well, for more a social aspect and to come together and support each other, because sometimes, you know, there's been men in that group that have gone through a lot of things, or loss of partners and so on as they get older. So that's great. But the ladies in the cooking is definitely, you know, hands-on, getting the recipes and watching what, you know, our famous Jill, Bo and Hess, out there working hard in the community is always cooking for everyone.
So with the guys and the ladies, when they come along and do this cooking, do they take the cooking home, or do they sit there and like cook something up and then eat it as a group?
They eat it as a group. So that's the lovely thing about it. So it's a demonstration as such, I guess, and then they all share the meal together, and it's progressive, course by course. And there's usually leftovers, so they do get sometimes to take some away.
All right, I'm going to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Talking to Lisa from the Yarra Glen District Living and Learning Centre. Lisa, one of the things that I talk a lot about on this show, and I know it's going to be the biggest killer, pardon me, in the elderly in the years to come if we don't do something about it, and that's there's loneliness. You know, there's all sorts of reports being written that people, particularly a guy, as we said before, he's been used to going to work, and you know the kids are growing up, they're running to sport, and all of a sudden they stop and they just sit on the couch. That's never going to go anywhere for them. And very often with a lady, they're in a relationship, you know, they planned on doing a whole lot of touring. When hubby retires, they retire and unfortunately get sick and die. So very much often people won't get off the couch, and it's going to go nowhere. It really isn't. It's no good for your mental health, no good for your physical health. So I guess it's a bit of a long-winded thing what I'm saying here, but I certainly talk about this a lot. I guess one of the things being part of this Living and Learning Centre is that we're talking about the guys meeting and talking. You're talking about the cooking for the ladies and men. You're talking about the CWR. I guess one of the offshoots of that is that I guess you get to meet a lot of other people. So it's not only those 2 or 3 hours that you're at the Living and Learning Centre. When you're down the street doing your shopping, you run into people that you've met. And instead of it being a half an hour trip down the street, I mean, you're connecting with people all the time, aren't you? So that must be a benefit.
Oh, I think you just nailed it, because I can't tell you how many people I've seen form friendships. And out of so many regular classes, all the community groups, and they'll often, if they're not having it within what they're doing, they'll all go after the class. They make a morning of it. They then go and catch up and have a cuppa down the road and or at the centre. They form other things to do together. It's just that connecting with people through something that is of your interest, but that expands outside, because then you get, you know, it's friendly, you have a laugh, it's very light, and I just think it's wonderful how many, that's what carries through. You're not just going there 1 hour, see you, bye.
Yep.
Well, not unless, you know, that's all you want. I just see so many other positives come out of...
And they're health positives too. Yeah. It's not just, well, it's mental health and physical health too.
Ah, absolutely. That's exactly right.
All right. So now people, if they want to get involved in this, they're going to have to get their skates on. But tell us about your community garden, but particularly the winter pruning, which is coming up this Saturday, I believe. So if you're interested, you'll need to take down at about 5 to 1. Lisa, she'll give you the contact details. You need to book into this pretty quick, smart. Tell us all about it, please, Lisa.
Okay, so we have a community garden group. Our community garden is situated behind the centre, and it's evolved, and that's over many, many years, and it's got a great team right now, and it's getting ready for spring. The group meets on the first Monday of every month at 9:30. It's very casual. In between, people come as they wish. And this Saturday, and we do garden workshops. So this one was postponed from July. And we're doing... It was very wet and windy. Kathleen is quite well known in the community. Kathleen Pants is coming along to do a winter pruning session. She's going to prune our garden for us at the same time, and that's going to be in the afternoon, so fingers and toes crossed for weather. 1 o'clock, so if you're interested, we've already got a few people, but we've got room for more because it's outside.
So that's this Saturday
at 1 o'clock, but you would... You know, we're open at the centre in the next couple of days. It would be good to know if you're coming before then. And as Helen said, I'll give you the contact details shortly.
All right. Now, also coming up in October, you've got Celebrating Children's Week.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a bit about that too, please.
Yes. So in Children's Week, we're doing a story time reading, which we hope to become more regular next year. We've got somebody now that will do it for us. But in October, we've got Rose coming from your library, and she's coming to read some stories at our community reading room. So that's the one on the corner.
At the front of the centre.
Yeah, on the corner of Anzac Avenue.
Yep. I don't know. Is that school holidays that week? I don't know. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's just a designated children's week, which happens every year. And we generally try and do a couple of children's activities. We normally do a gardening one, but we're not doing one this year. But we've certainly got the story time on, which will be great. Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
And, of course, a lot of our listeners today, not them all, but some of them will be over 50. So you've got the a session coming up for the over 50s as well in October.
Yes, well, this, you know, has been renamed because, you know, for many years it was called the Seniors Festival. We're not allowed to call people seniors anymore.
Not allowed to call them that now, no.
So it's now the Over 50s Festival, which is, you know, a big chunk of people now. That's right. So it's a little gift to our member community. So we're just doing some meditation and morning tea. And that is, there you go, at the end of October. So all members welcome, non-members welcome.
and the meditate, well, it's obviously for people, it's not like, well, I don't know what, but it's not a hard sort of thing, meditation, is it? It's not like you're putting your body through a lot of hard work.
No. So it'll be, and Estelle's a very experienced, and she'll be very understanding that some people will come along probably won't have meditated before.
Yep.
So it'll be really a simple sort of guide. Won't be anything too, overwhelming.
Yep.
It'll just be a nice way maybe to find out too if you've never done it before. But it's certainly not physical, very good for your mental health. No.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 22 minutes. Our clock's not working. 22 minutes to one, and at about 5 to 1, Lisa will give you all the contact details for the Living and Learning Centre. So have a paper and pencil ready, and away we'll go.
Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And one of the other things we should talk about is you've got a craft workshop that's on, and it's called Sticks and Hooks. And the reason why this has attracted my attention is you've donated some scarves and different things to a group, and one of the groups is Holy Fools. And I actually interviewed Neil Taylor last Wednesday from Holy Fools. Holy Fools. I always get that muddled up. But also the Aged Care in Croydon, Tarala, and Yarra Glen Medical Centre in Hickey. So just tell us very briefly what that's about, please, Lisa.
Well, I have to give a big shout out to probably two stalwarts, Jill and Anne. I'd love you to be listening. But and there's a whole bunch of women, and they come once a month, and we call it our Sticks and Hooks craft group. It's been going for many, many years. It's on once a month, and it's evolved over the years, and now it's currently Sticks and Hooks. But these women, they create, they are clever, they make so many amazing things, and they have a team of women in the community who have got to know them, who knit, crochet, make squares, do all sorts of things, and then bring it in and donate it. And Jill and Anne put it all together and coordinate it and then palm it out to all these charities. It is incredible.
Terrific. Mm. One of the groups that come in too are always talking about their ukuleles. And I think people are sick of hearing about a ukulele, but I'm not going to talk about that. But you've got a guitar group that gets together.
Yes, we've got Rockstar Robbie. Rockstar Robbie, yep, he's doing regular sessions now. Been going for a couple of years, so it's good. We're finding our people, and it's just a casual session for people, you know, wanting to, you know, who've already got some skills. But it's a great fun. It's a great hour.
Could imagine that. The other thing too that I really wanted to touch on too, because we've been talking about moving and not on the couch, I see a couple of times you've got a music movement and mirth. Well, I can understand what the music and movement is, but I'm not sure what the mirth is.
we probably need to ask Sandy about that, but we do have a lot of that's probably our big thing. We've always been strong with our health and well-being classes, and that continues. And we cover all levels and age groups and so on. And this is an incredible... it's in a way, it was called probably, and some people might relate to it, as seated fitness. So it's quite amazing, the stimulation you get from having a workout while you're seated. So those who are probably a bit uneasy on the legs and wandering around, but it's mentally stimulating as well. Very experienced Sandy running it. He's been doing it for a very long time.
All right, look, I need to take one more break. When we come back, I want to talk about one more program, and then we'll give you the details. So take them down, do some research, have a look on their website, and we'll talk to you all about that. So have your paper and pencil ready in the next couple of minutes.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you. Somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
And that was a great Johnny O'Keefe and To Love Somebody. And just a reminder, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More. We'll be playing all sorts of Johnny O'Keefe and Cold Joy and a whole lot of rock and rollers out of the 50s, 60s and probably early 70s. And then on Sunday night, I'll be here with a rock and roll hit parade between 6 and 8, mostly hits of the 60s, maybe a few from the late 1950s. So I'll be here on Sunday, so we'll have a great time. Now, one thing that we all need to, as we get a bit older, is to be very concerned about is strength and balance, because they say over a period of time, no matter how good you are, if you don't do anything about it, balance, and, you know, so many people fall over and break hips and all that. So I see you've got a something on for strength and balance.
We do. It's a very popular class, and that's with local Vicky, who is very local to Yarra Glen and very experienced fitness instructor, tutor. And this has got this is a very wide-ranged audience of all abilities that she adapts with you. And this is a good general, you know, even for people starting, you know, haven't done anything before. It's good to give it a go. This is probably the one a lot of people come in of probably the middle age or older group that want to start somewhere. It's a great start.
Well, you have to be. I mean, as I said before, there are a number of people as they get older fall over and break hips, and that, you know, as you get older, some of those things can really be bad news.
Mm.
All right, Lisa, you've got us a bit excited. We want to do something about how we're going to find out more about the Yarra Glen District Living and Learning Centre.
Alan, we do produce a regular program, so that is out and about in a hard copy and a soft copy.
Where would they pick them up?
They can pick them up from the centre, which is in Yarra Glen, in the reading room. We always have them at the IGA and Yarra Glen and at the post office.
Yep.
Also, you can lift the program from our website. I'll read that out to you.
Which is?
www.yarraglen.com/living-and-learning. And I'll repeat that, www.yarraglen.com/living-and-learning.
For those who want to ring?
Yes, so certainly ring us on 9730 287. I'll repeat that, 9730 287.
Now, do they have to, obviously some of these groups, there is a cost involved, some of them not very much, but do they have to join the centre and pay a yearly subscription, or how does that go?
Yes, we do have an annual membership, so that supports the centre in our operations. And we really run everything we can as low, no costs. It's certainly not no cost on many things, but it's generally very low, and our membership just helps us support the centre in other ways. So it's an annual membership, which is currently $12 to $15, and that lasts you for the whole year to do, then go on and do whatever you wish to do.
Lisa, do you have people that, do you look for volunteers who are maybe have some skill that may be able to do something for the centre? Is that something that you're looking for from time to time?
Well, so there are, I don't think the centre would run without volunteers. I'd say that would be the same for many community centres or, you know, community organisations, and we are exactly the same. Our committee is all volunteers. Our garden group, our reading room team. There is many areas that you can be a volunteer in. So if you are interested, and also there's community groups that do a lot of great work. So they're all volunteers.
Absolutely. Mm. We are all here too. Mm. Now, one thing that there seems to have been a bit of a, I don't say explosion, but I never heard of it quite so much as what I have as in the last few years. And these are these book chat groups where you get together. So do they all take away a book and read one and then come back and discuss them? How does that work?
Well, this group decided, and the book group's been going for a number of years, and it sort of lost a bit of interest, like a lot of things did through COVID.
Absolutely.
And when they rehashed it, they came together and said, let's do this differently. We don't necessarily want to read the book. So they all now, they pick authors. And what they do is month by month, they just say you can read anything from that author. And then they come together and just discuss, you know,
talk about more about the type of author or about the actual book they read?
Both. You know, it can be, you know, either or, you know. So it's a very general open, but it goes really well. So.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difference because normally the book club, you all get the same book, don't you? You go away and read it and then you come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see you've got, well, hoping to start up an art workshop too by the looks of it.
Well, we generally have, I mean, it's winter, so it's a bit quieter, not so many art workshops on the moment, but we're looking for sort of art people to run things for us. So if anyone's out there, come and see us. But later in the year, we certainly have got, we're going to have some lino workshop with Ivan, who's well known in the community. So we're looking forward to that.
What's a lino workshop?
You're asking me for detail. Lino printing and so on. So I probably need to know more about that myself.
All right. So, look, there are plenty of different opportunities for people to get involved, aren't there? They can sort of go and they can try cooking. They can try – well, we should, again, just before we go, because we are fast running out of time, mention this community gardens pruning on this Saturday between – what time's 1 o'clock?
Between 1 and 2, so 1 and 2.30.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's at the centre?
It's at the centre in Yarra Glen. It'll be in the community garden, hands-on.
Yep.
Yep.
So people really need to get hold of you fairly quickly, don't they?
That's right. I mean,
we're talking, it's Wednesday afternoon now, and we're talking, it'll be on Saturday.
Yep.
The weather's looking reasonable. There's only a shower or two sometime during the day. So hopefully that'll be late in the afternoon. So you should be right. Particularly, you said the last one got washed out.
Sure did.
Lisa, look, there's a terrific array, and I can only say to people who are listening, there's a terrific array. I've got a list in front of me of all the different things they've got coming up. There's something there for everyone. Again, I can only repeat, particularly with the iPads, the iPhones and the computers and that if you can't get out and about, it's a great way to stay in contact with the grandkids, your own children and all that sort of stuff without... Because some of these grandchildren live interstate. No good shaking your head.
Sorry.
They can't hear shaking their head.
Absolutely, that's for sure. I mean, it's just part of our world now. It is a digital world, so we have to try and keep everybody interconnected with it. We can't leave people behind.
And the trouble is with all these devices, they can do more and more and more.
You don't be overwhelmed by that. You only need to know some basics and what you need to know. I think that's the problem with some people getting connected is they are concerned probably about being overwhelmed.
Yeah. And in the old days, a mobile phone just made phone calls, but now they do a million other things, include take photos and also get on the World Wide Web.
Mm.
Look, Lisa, thanks for coming in. Thank you for your time. It's been great to talk to you. If you live anywhere near the Yarra Glen, look, it's certainly well worth looking up their website, which is...
www.yarraglen.com/living and learning.
And find out what they've got available, because there's a great array, and I suspect no matter what your level of fitness or health-wise, I guarantee you can find something there to do. Thanks, Lisa.